Man, what's happening, man? We live right now?
We rolling.
Why you ask about the incense?
Why you got incense right there?
I think every smoker should have incense.
But you about to smoke me out, though.
I'm not going
to
smoke. First of all, what is the term smoke me out with the incense even means?
I mean,
because that's just something you just made up.
No, it's not. It's like you fumigating me. Like I'm an insect.
Okay, wait a minute.
You are.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
But what's the purpose of an incense is to what?
Make the place smell better.
Right.
Okay.
Boom.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Like, the dimensions of this room.
The dimensions?
The dimensions, yes.
I'm sorry, hold on. Last few hits. Man, go ahead, Spark.
Everybody,
man.
You agree with me that the incense has to match the dimension of the room. Now, right here, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Now, break down your science now, because here we go with some more Drake shit. Here we come with some more Drake shit. Look at this nigga. Look at this nigga. The nigga had to hold the mic with his thighs. That's where we at right now. It is a whole bar mark on his upper thigh.
Leg day. I shouldn't bend down like that.
You should not, brother. Damn it. No, express yourself.
Look. These incense right there, smaller ones, they fit the dimensions of this room. My brother. When you light the incense from Tibet, the big ones.
How you know they come from? I don't even like the big ones in here.
It's the big ones we see on the kung fu movies that the monks have.
Do incense mask the weed smoke? Does it hide it? Or do it just join together?
I'm going to go ahead and keep it real with all
keep
y'all.
It, right I mean, there. Keep it. For the all, because first of all, if you're a smoker, incense, I think you either got to do it while you're smoking and when you're done.
And I'm going to relate it to this right here because I feel like it never worked. We use incense throughout our whole college career smoking weed. And guess what? They always smelled it.
They always smelled it.
Incense enhanced the weed smoke. It enhances it.
I don't think it enhances.
Look. Y'all, what's that?
Say that again.
You know them incense we used to get from the Muslims?
Incense.
They'd be on the corner with the Final Call, bean pie, and they had a muzzle. That's right. Boy, you like them incense.
Incense do come from other cultures.
It would just smell like.
It only come from other cultures.
What you mean? It come from other cultures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Arabics? Muslims? Yeah. It comes from other cultures. Yeah. That you got to get. I don't think there's an American incense. I think we call those air fresheners.
Mm. Yep.
Burr, 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 burr.
Burr, 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 burr.
America don't have incense.
I haven't checked any encyclopedias lately.
To confirm that.
I'm willing to believe that. No incense was started. Incense weren't started over here.
Which is why
I say when you light the big ones from Tibet, okay?
What's your issue with Tibet?
Nothing.
And there's literally so many other places in the world. This nigga done said Tibet 3 times. Well, I burn incense, brother. I think they help. And even if they don't, oh, well. You know me, bro. I keep a candle going.
Which brings me to my next point.
Oh, my God.
You cannot light an incense and have a candle going. My brother will light an incense and have a candle
Only when it's extremely smoky.
Smoking me out.
Only when it's
fumigating me.
Do the smoke or the candles work?
Do the smoke or the candles?
The
smoke or the joints.
Do they work? Because we're just having a lot of truth tonight. Does it work?
I'm going to go ahead and keep it real. I haven't used them enough to know. But I tell you, them Bath and Body Works candles?
They work. Hey. Now, I will say,
They cut it.
Smoke Shop smoke odor candle did work for me my third season filming Wildin' Out.
Okay.
I was in a hotel. You know, it was in New York, and your New York windows crack slight.
Yep.
So a slight breeze coming in. Not enough to air it out, but enough. And I would smoke by the window, but I would have the candle burning by the door.
Yes.
And I did not get one fine, not one time.
No, you didn't. I'm going to tell you the key to that, too.
Talk to me.
Smoking in the hotel.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Last few hitters. Pay attention, because I get DMs on how to travel with the weed.
How to travel, how to do stuff.
It's all here. It's all here.
Now, my thing that I've done
is burn the candle. When my boy tongue drop like that,
he
about to drop something. Go ahead, brother.
Keep the candle burning. I make sure I have me a damp towel under the door.
Damped. Not wet.
Not wet. Damped.
Spell damped.
Damped.
Yeah.
D-A-M-P-E-D.
Okay, okay. Master Hughes, Education 101, PS123.
What's up? You have your damp towel under the door, mm-hmm. your candle lit, and I would say and
Ozium. You're a rider for Ozium.
Ozium.
Yeah. Now, I will say this, though, mm-hmm. and we both have been in the same experience. The Bath & Body Works sprays, mm-hmm. they are perfect for rental cars. If you ever in a rental car and you get, I'm talking about you blowing it down, before you take it back, all you got to do is take that hotel washcloth, damp it, wipe down where the ash may have been because you can't control where ash go. Yeah, you ash is always going. You know what? Half of y'all don't get in trouble with the rental fees over the smoke smell. It be the ash that tell on you.
Can I stop you because you just let them astray?
Okay, my bad. My bad. I went off?
Instead of, no.
Okay.
Instead of the, a damp rag and wiping out, no. Get you a Clorox wipe. Mm. Or some sort of thing like that, and you
Lysol wipe
it down with that. Yeah,
those are always available in the airport
because you want to get that aroma going. You want to get that aroma going. Yeah, you want to get that going.
And before you take it back, you must turn the rental car on, put the AC on full blast, spray into the vents. It's okay. It's not your car.
That boy must have been studying me because I was spraying that vent.
Spray in the vent, let it cipher for itself with the window closed, window down. Full blown, by the time you take it back, brand new car smell. Bath & Body Works. And they ran a special about a month ago. They were $2.95 for the sprays. Anytime you can get the sprays, because they definitely work. And they work in hotels, too.
Yes, they do. Let me get back to that.
Go ahead, brother.
Now, your candle's burning. You got your Ozium or your Bath & Body Works spray. You got, the key is.
Can we just say we are going through a lot to just smoke some weed, but to continue.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but we got to do it. We have to do it.
The fine ain't worth it. Now, you don't want that $250.
Yeah.
Look.
I done ate the $250 before.
Look.
To be in peace.
You got to keep that AC blowing.
I done went to the hotel when I first came in. Go and put that $250 on there. Bro, if I'm going to be there for a while, and I know the only $250 only going to hit me for the last charge.
Excuse me.
What's up?
If I go in and drop the $250.
I'll burn it down.
There's no, what am I even thinking about? An air freshener or
right. That's only a certain situations. Mm-hmm. Now, to travel, guys, be smart. You know what I mean? And if you're nervous, put in your check bag. But if you're not, you could definitely take a decent amount of weed and a medicine bottle, some kind of pill bottle, something you can't see through. Put it in with your toiletries, right? And make sure your toiletries are of size. If things are of size, they have no reason to go in your bag.
That's right.
As long as your lotion, your toothpaste, all that shit is of size, even if they do go in your bag, they're not going to open up every bottle. They're not going to open up no bottles, actually. They're just going to look at it, and if it's too big, they're going to toss it.
Don't bring 5-ounce bottles and 6-ounce lotion bottles and stuff when you got your weed with you.
Don't. Everything should be in that one section that's in Walgreens or Walmart. That's about goddamn two of these, and it's all in the bins, all travel size. And
I feel like
time.
You just gave that a big name when you could have just said the travel section.
Just make sure everything is of travel size, and you'll be just fine. And there's some people that I've specifically told what to do, and they still scared. If you're scared, just put in your check bag.
Yeah.
And you're fine.
Yeah, you scared.
But I tell you what, even with all the rules and regulations we have gave y'all to be tied up to your marijuana this whole time, you still going to be too scared to do it. I've seen it. Hold on.
And tell them if they scared, look.
You don't want to smoke.
Listen, that's right. Just don't take nothing. And whatever you get to where you're going, just deal with the whole, hey, man, hey. Now you walk around like a creep.
Because I'm going
to
tell you
right, to be on the low,
looking like a fiend, walking around. Yeah. You got some good. Is it good? Yeah, because you don't know if it's good. You know why? Because you didn't bring your own. You going to Mexico thinking, I'm going to just find some when I get down there. I'm going to tell you what you ain't going to find. No good weed in Mexico. You are not going to find.
You not?
No. Mud.
I haven't been yet.
Mud. The Reggie of the Regginess. I'm talking about Reginald.
Wow.
No cap.
So you run out, you got to just go ahead and stretch it out with some Reggie.
Dog. When you run out, it's over.
And then
you're not even gonna want to smoke that shit because it's gonna hurt. Like smoking bad weed, that shit don't feel good. Like it hurt. You know what I'm saying? So
it pretty much you get a little high.
I don't want y'all asking me no more how to do it. We done told you.
You get a little high with a lot of breath stank.
Either you're going to do it.
You smoke that Reggie, boy. You be a little high,
breath
boy.
On, breath on humming.
Breath, I'm talking about, boy. I'm talking about cowhorn and hoofs. Cowhorns and hoofs. That's what your breath smelling like. Cow horns and hoofs.
Oh, also, burn. It is confirmed. Last few hits, we'll be going to Jamaica.
They confirmed that.
They confirmed that. So if you fuck with the Last Few Hit podcast, you want to travel, you want to get your stamps on, and you want to go to a place where we can smoke freely and have a good time, I'm thinking the Bob Marley tour. I'm thinking we do all the events and tour stuff that involves marijuana. Maybe not even a crazy 5-day trip. An easy Thursday, leave Sunday.
And you're going to be in Jamaica at a filming of a live Last Few
Live, live pod. And if you got a good job, we're not going to put you on camera.
We're not going to put you on. Matter of fact, we're not putting nobody on. You know what I'm saying? You'll probably be heard. If you step up to the microphone, you'll probably be heard.
You'll be heard, but you won't be shown. And that's how we protect our Last Few Hitters, because the Last Few Hitters got good jobs. Let's just throw that out there. Our Last Few Hitters, from
we do
what
this for
I can
y'all.
Tell in the comments, whole lot of gang shit, they got good jobs.
We do this for y'all.
I sacrifice my marketing.
What's up?
And my brand deal.
What's up?
I
can't go back to a corporation.
I can't. It's over. They see it. All they got to do is Google me. Oh, this nigga smoking.
I mean, they going to bring in the drug test at the interview. Before we get started, we just like.
have you ever had an interview where you just told a job straight up? Now, look, before y'all.
Not an interview.
Hey, real quick. The second interview where they actually, when they giving you the offer. Have you ever told a job before? Do you ever told them, like, look, hey, listen, I smoke a little weed.
Okay, don't judge me out there.
This is a safe space. Last few hits.
I went in and told my probation officer that, and it didn't go good. Okay.
Okay, here's my thing with that.
Because you were going to job. I've never done a job like that.
I said job.
Yeah, you did.
You definitely not supposed to do that to your probation officer.
But I was just keeping it real because this was my first day. Like, okay, listen, I'm going to tell you the story.
Your first day on the probation.
No, it wasn't.
Why you say your first day on the job?
Listen.
My first day on the probation
No, listen. I had a probation officer, right?
Okay.
And she was leaving the job. So she was giving, like, I was having.
Hold on 1 second. Make sure my boy forehead ain't bleeding.
Look, man, I had an accident. That's the second story after this. Y'all see? Why you look at it like that?
Because it's red a little bit.
That's because it's a little a cut. It's healing.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm just letting it get
You know how
air.
Somebody got something and you just stared at it, y'all?
You don't have to do that.
I don't even got to.
Can I get back
Jordan,
to
you see it.
I'm going to get to that story after this story. Can I get to this? Can I do this? Right, it is. You're no kind of friend.
All right, go ahead, my brother. Sorry.
Okay. So. I see.
I'm sorry. I'm childish.
I have a probation officer.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Okay, say that.
Okay, because I said I have one. I was speaking.
Ooh, boy. We have grown. Continue, King.
So I had a probation officer.
Had.
She was getting another job.
She.
Okay. So she was, of course, transferring me to a new probation officer. Now, this is how this all went down. I go into the probation office.
You walk in.
Boom, I sit down.
Sit down.
It's the dude in there, right?
Dude.
He asked me.
Asking.
He like, yo, who you got?
Who you got?
I mean, he know who my officer.
Old lady.
I look at him.
Boom.
And I knew his name.
Right.
I just look at dude.
Right.
And I say,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Melvin Gas. My man turned to me. He say, oh, shoot. You got the gas mask. And right now,
What the gas mask mean? Oh, continue.
So apparently, like, my man don't play.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know. All right, boom. So I go in and sit down
with
my man.
I guess the nickname gas mask is, I guess that's kind of saying.
Yeah, it does kind of say, yeah. So I go and sit down. You understand what I'm saying? And my man.
Your man's.
He asked me, you know, he said, well, we going to, you know what I'm saying, do a little, you know, piss test, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well.
I'm going to be real with you.
I smoked. I'm a little, you know, I'm dirty. I'm probably dirty.
Right.
He immediately switched to the gas man.
He went from your buddy.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I ain't going to play with you. You understand? And I was like, yo, gas mask. I was like, gas mask.
If you're on probation, you should be able to smoke weed, because what else you going
to
do?
So needless to say, that's probably one of the only times I stopped smoking weed. This was like for a few months.
I done had a job before. I done had a job before. Before I got hired. Hey, man, I just want to let you know real quick. I smoke a little bit. Oh, that you good with that? We on drug test.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But I just want to let them know because, like, I'm not about to take the pills and be up scratching my skin, drinking water, tossing and turning all night. No, don't get me wrong. Whoever had to do what they had to do, I respect to do what you got to do. But most of the jobs I've gotten, I've only had like one crazy job that drug test, and that was when I graduated. I was a manager at Walgreens. You know what I'm saying? The movies, I worked at the movies a little bit. I worked at Costco before. They weren't really, you know what I'm saying?
I'm keep it real with you. If I work at the movies, no, y'all ain't drug testing me.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Y'all stealing popcorn out the back.
What's up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Last few hits. So, he was talking about my small cut right there. Everybody.
Now, did you trip and fall into the car, or did you open the door too fast and hit yourself?
So, you gonna let me tell it?
Before you tell it, I just want to know if I have either one of those scenarios correct.
You have one correct.
Okay. This is.
So it's just a thunderstorm. You saw it just happened. Like it just happened.
Okay. Let's set the story up for the people.
It just
grown
happened.
Man. Thunderstorm.
I don't like how you preface.
What you mean? Are you not a grown man?
All right, boom. I want to. Yes, I am. Okay, now I want to ask you another question in the rebuttal.
Okay.
Have you ever sped up and like you know ran a little fast to get out the rain to get in you know either to get in the car or get out the car and get in the house?
High step. You high step.
Not high step. But I mean, you done just briskly tried to get in the. Yeah.
Dodging
okay,
rain, which is stupid.
Boom.
I don't
that's
know
what
why
I, that's
do
what
that
I was
black.
Doing coming
I
out.
I don't know why we do that as black people.
Coming out the garage.
We really be running sideways. To go somewhere straight, like the in the rain, like you're going. Okay.
And I think we get more wet when we run.
We get more wet when we run.
I think we do.
Do we?
I think so.
Whoa!
My man said.
Producer just said on MythBusters they said walking is better in the rain versus running.
Wow.
Well, we see what running causes. Continue.
Boom. Your friends. So I'm running out the garage trying to get, you know, it's raining, thunderstorm, you know.
Garage
boom.
Is slick, too.
I'm coming out the garage, into the driveway, coming to my door, front door, you know, driver's side door. And I'm opening the door, ooh. And I'm just trying to cut the corner too quick.
Too quick.
To get into the car.
Too quick.
And as I'm cutting the corner, bam. Bam. The door hits my eye right there, right above
then,
my eye.
And then, honest moment.
Honest moment.
Honest moment. At that moment.
Knock my glasses off. So not only am I hurting, I'm trying to catch my glasses. I don't know why I'm trying to catch my glasses. To knock my glasses down.
Hold on, honest moment. How stupid did you feel? Because here's the thing. I'm not coming at you per se. I'm just speaking in general because everyone has cut a corner on a table and you ever got hip checked by a table?
Yeah, hip checked by
the
a table.
The table been there. Yeah. You've lived in this house for this apartment for 2 years, this house for 5 years. You know where everything is strategically placed. But somehow, as black people, we still try to cut a corner. It's like, can I be honest? I feel the stupidest whenever I stump my toe. I feel the dumbest.
That's right, because the table sticks out right here and the legs are a little
all
bit inside.
You got to do is go around.
Just go around the whole table.
And that's all you had to do at that door. But you didn't.
Why you bring it back to me?
Because at first, we was talking about you, brother. That's all I'm saying. We have got to stop trying to cut corners because we're going to hurt ourselves in the end.
No, that's right. Yeah, because I don't like that shit.
That was a bar. Was that not a bar? Black people, hold on, let me slow it down and re-say it because I want them to feel it, okay? Black people, listen. Our last few hitters, our people.
Burr.
Don't cut them corners.
Don't cut them corners.
Don't cut them corners because you know at the end of the day you ain't hurting nobody, but yourself.
Nah, and that's when I don't fuck with you. Cause I feel like you're trying to make a message.
I'm not trying to make a message.
It's like a message and a mockery.
But it's not a mockery.
It's like Eminem.
It's not a mockery.
It's Eminem.
It's not a mockery.
It's a message and a mockery.
All right, man. Hold on, man. You know, say much love to last week. We got some shots we want to do, man. As you know, me and Drake was in Raleigh. Drake pulled up and hosted my Raleigh show. From shouts out to Raleigh, North Carolina. Y'all
shout
showed
out to Raleigh,
up
man.
And showed out, man. And honestly,
shout out to the 919. Raleigh,
it's just something
Durham.
About performing in North Carolina, being home, man. Last year, Hooters was in the building. Our Peoples was in the building. Aggies was in the building. Yeah. HBCUs. Like, you know it's love when Eagles come to your comedy show as big as Aggies we are, man. And that just shows a lot of love. They showed out. We was able to make some bread. At the gas station, me and Drake headed to the show, about to go roll up. Guy pulls up at the sheets because I went to go get some gas.
And two hot dogs.
I went to go get some gas.
Yo, he got two hot dogs.
Hold on, one second.
He has some schwings.
How can you confirm that?
Everybody saw. Matter of fact, I put the poll up on my story.
What did the poll say?
Oh, the poll said those are definitely two hot dogs. That's the packaging for two hot dogs and sheets.
It could have been a sandwich though.
It wasn't a sandwich. It was two hot dogs.
If anybody who fuck with sheets, we know. All right, you fuck with sheets. All right, either you do it. The sheets is everywhere. Virginia, upstate New York, North Carolina. Yes, bro. Am I too grown for two for 99 hot dogs?
Are you too grown?
Yeah, like what's wrong with that? This nigga think. Hold on, because you eat some shit too.
What you mean? What you talking about?
So everything you eat is now is just because I
no.
You asked me to stop by Mickey D's to
that's
help
right.
You.
I'm at McDonald's though. That's McDonald's though.
Right. So what's the difference?
I thought we had been left hot dogs at the gas station.
No, it's not a gas station. It's a Sheetz.
It's a gas station.
Is there not a difference?
It's the gas station.
Is there not a difference? Sheetz.
It's the gas station.
Sheetz are different from a gas station.
It's the gas station.
They have a kitchen.
A lot of gas stations have kitchens.
No. A lot of gas stations have kitchens. They got the rolling grill. They got the grill, but Sheetz has a kitchen.
A lot of gas stations have
kitchens. Anyway, man.
Matter of fact, a lot of gas stations got the best fried chicken.
Monkey on my back clothing line pulled up on us and dropped some shirts off, man. We're going to show that brother some love. You got to get that monkey off. You got to get that monkey off your back. You know what I'm saying? And that works for you because you're an alpha. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. That's dope. And then also, you know, I know y'all followers, y'all see it's chaining day, but we took the time to give a shout out to a black jeweler. Black owned. My brother's in Singapore. He's actually an alum from Winston-Salem State University.
Singapore. Where that's at?
Over there in Asia.
God damn.
He in Singapore, man. And black jeweler, man. And he's, you know, if you always see me with the custom Aggie piece, he right now for HBCUs, he has Winston, A&T, Jackson State, Southern, Grambling. I feel like I'm missing someone else. Fayetteville State.
Ooh.
So he's doing all the pendants for HBCU. He's doing the pendants for Greeks. He has a Q pendant out, a Delta pendant out, AKA. He just dropped the signal.
I saw that. I saw it.
And Q Jones. You know what
Q
I'm saying?
Q Jones.
And I had to get this for my dog for his birthday, man. You know, I had to. Is it the same size? I just want to make sure yours won't bigger. I probably would have swapped them out if it was a little bit bigger.
Whoa.
I probably would have swapped
it
out.
Like you really just would have just.
I would have swapped them out, yeah. Like, but it's still a blessing, though.
I've never had anybody like give me a present and then like that and then like they take it and then give
but
me.
But we just want.
Thank you.
Can I say it again? I ain't gonna, you know, say. But we just.
What do you? Why you want to see?
I just want to. I got you, bro.
Okay. All
I just want to highlight. I just want y'all to see this, man. Shouts out to A&T, all HBCUs, but especially ours. We're alum. We finish. Q Jones, Black Jeweler, man. Happy birthday, man. I know you're gonna wear it proud.
Yeah, you know it, man.
So we got the gold chain on the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
Keep. You know what I mean? So. I think that's it. Okay. Is that something to talk about?
What?
I think it's important that
what?
I finish school.
Yeah, I
think that's important.
We alums, we finish.
I'm one of those people that say, oh, you went to A&T? And I say, no, I graduated.
It's because there's a lot of people at homecoming that wear alumni shirts that didn't graduate.
They did not graduate. And I'm not
it's the thing to
I'm
do.
Not taking nothing away from you, but what I'm saying, being a black man coming from where I come from, once I earn that piece of paper, you're not going to shorten me of that accomplishment. Because that is one of the things that, like, was on my vision board as a teenager. Like, I want to have, because we're the era of education.
Yeah.
Right? Most 80s babies, early 90s, we are the era of you better go to college, you know what I'm saying? Get that college experience, educate. That's our era. So I'm proud to say I graduated and not just went. And I don't see no problem in that now. Are there some people who you just love to death who didn't finish? Yeah, but you don't take that away from them. Yeah.
Love you to death.
Love you to death. But for me, I'm going to.
But why you got that shirt on? I love you to death. Why you got that shirt on?
And here's another thing. Just because you live in the city, just because you live in the city where your HBCU is, you are not alum. Just because you live in Charlotte, you did not go to John C. Smith.
No, I mean, you could wear a John C. Smith shirt.
Yeah, but you didn't go. You know how many people who are from Greensboro who claim Aggies, who claim A&T?
I mean, they can.
They can?
They can. They can claim it as a fan.
Okay. Also, just because your aunt, your uncle, your mama, your daughter, your child, just because they went, that don't mean that you went. Okay? You're heavily affiliated, but you didn't go.
What about those parents who you know, they paid for their children and then so they feel like an attachment and they
wear the Aggie mom shirt, the Aggie dad shirt.
There we go.
But don't just wear no just regular Aggie.
Don't pop up with the alumni.
With the alumni. I remember one time, and this is a true story, and you could probably attest to this.
Pop up with the alumni, like.
This is before I graduated. This is like graduation's in May. So this is like March, April. I bought an alumni sweatshirt. You feel what I'm saying? But I was going to graduate. I was going to graduate. You feel what I'm saying? And I wore that shit. And Dr. Rasheed, Dana Student, made me take that shit off.
Right then and there.
Made me take that shit off.
Knew you wasn't done.
Pulled me into the office. She said, hey, you cannot wear that until you finish the task. Didn't care. Made me take that off. And from that moment on, that's when it really hit me. Like, so the word alumni.
That was before you was working out, too.
That was before.
She was something. She was something else to do that. She was something else to do that.
Hold on, bit dog. Explain your motherfucking self.
What you talking about?
You know what? Hold on. I got you. Go ahead. Explain yourself.
Chill out, man. What you talking about? You gonna smoke me out? You gonna smoke me out? God damn. Yeah, I'm glad the fan on. Yeah, boom. Yeah, I'm glad the fan on. Thank you, fan. God damn, he found a steel pocket. Hey, look, man. I didn't mean nothing about it. I mean, I'm just saying. That was before you was working out, wasn't it? Ain't that truth?
And then you had the nerve to say it again.
She was something else for that. That's the point I was trying to get to.
Nah, it's not even about the whole working out thing. It's the fact that alumni shit, man.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the story. I know what you're trying to do.
What'd you have to walk back? You had to walk back across campus like that?
We some head busts.
Last few hits.
Everybody. All right, man. Listen, y'all. When this come out, it will be Juneteenth. One time for Juneteenth. Celebrate. Hit a cookout. Tell a black person you're proud of and you love them.
That's right.
Celebrate freedom. Also, to all the fathers.
Support black businesses. Support black businesses,
to all the fathers,
man.
Including me. I'm on my way. All the fathers. Happy Father's Day, especially my black fathers who are stepping up and taking charge of their families and their kids, man. I know y'all don't hear it enough, but black brothers, black men, we love you and we're proud of you, man. I know you don't get to hear that enough, but if you're doing what you got to do for your family, brother, you're doing a damn good job, and that's coming from last few hits, man. Happy Father's Day to all
the
fathers.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers who were supposed to be fathers, but you pull out just in time. We see you, King. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers who chose to land that spot somewhere else. A stomach, a butt cheek, a throat,
yeah,
a face, whatever. Yeah. Whatever works for you. Just imagine how many fathers are supposed to be out here.
Supposed
to be.
Yeah.
Some niggas get out of here just by the hair of their chitty chin chin.
Yeah.
Amen. Good Father's Day gift. Before we go, let's change it up. No ties.
I mean, I thought.
How about everybody leave the house and leave? How about everybody leave the house and let him get the house for himself for 5 hours? Shit.
I mean, we wouldn't do nothing. We didn't do nothing.
That's all you need for Father's Day.
That's really a good nap.
That's all you need for. What if you gave him a good nap? Ladies, give your man some head and a good nap for Father's Day.
Excuse me. Like, until you just said head right then, I really didn't like his gifts.
Yeah.
It's like 5 hours and then he like a good nap.
But
like,
you just, some men honestly just want peace.
Yeah.
Just want peace.
I want some Nike Dunks.
This nigga trying to resell. Hey, my name is Darren Big Baby Brand.
I'm Osama Been Drinking.
And this is Last Few Hits, man. Be on the lookout. Last Few Hits Hits Jamaica. Last Few Hits the podcast. Audio Boom. Check out the merch. Wash your hands before you roll up. Roll this shit. Like this shit.
Watch this shit.
We love y'all.
And I want some Nike Dunks.
She not buying you no Nike Dunks. I'm telling you that right now. I know she ain't. You got to ask your kids for that.
This nigga, man. This nigga's fucking retarded, man. You're not even supposed to say that word.